Blog Talk Radio.
Hear the answer, only love is the way. Only love is the reason. Oh yes, Lord. Jesus took my body all away. Only love is the answer. Only love is the way. Only love is the reason. Jesus took my body all away. Only love is the answer. Only love is the way. Only love is a reason. Jesus took your body all away. Only love is the answer. Only love is the way. Only love is a reason. Jesus took your body all away. Only love is the answer. Only love is the way. Only love is the reason. Jesus took my body all away. Only love is the answer. Only love is the way. Only love is the reason. Jesus took your body all away. Only love is the answer. Only love is the way. Only love is the reason. Jesus took your body all away. Only love is the answer. Only love is the way. Only love is a reason. Jesus took my body all away. Only love is the answer. Only love is the way. Only love is a reason. Oh, Jesus took our body all away. We hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God in the highest on earth, peace, goodwill to all men. Thank you, Jesus. We give him praise, glory, honor, and adoration. This is the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is Archbishop Stephen John Biakuru coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. I tell you, God is a good God. He has brought us so far, not by our power, not by our might, but by his grace. Hallelujah. In Jesus. Look at this song we just had. Only love is the answer. Only love is the way. Jesus took our body all away. We just thank God for America's election that just ended. We are still looking unto God to choose his perfect person for the next 4 years. There's a lot going on in the political realm. I don't want to go into that because God's will be done at last. I know God's will shall be done. Christians are praying all over the world, and the will of God will be done. We receive the perfect will of God, not the will of man. We just receive the perfect plan and purpose of God for this time, for the United States of America. And that applies to every other nation on earth. God should give us his own chosen leaders, people who will lead the nation in the way of the Bible, people who will lead the nation the way of prayer and, lead us to Jesus Christ, not lead us to the devil. Mm-mm. And some of the nations today are suffering because of bad leadership. Look at all these, you go to United Nations meetings and you see all the presidents of the earth, all the presidents all over the world, they come together. And just very few of them are Christians. Can you imagine? All the presidents of the nations of the earth came together, and only few of them are Christians. All the rest, we don't know where they belong. And you can imagine when God is not in charge, when the Holy Spirit is not there, when carnal people and worldly, ungodly people, people who don't know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, people who are not born again, not filled with the Holy Spirit. The blind cannot lead the blind, no? And blind people lead blind people. They will all fall into the pit. But when God gives us people who have the light of God, have the light of Jesus, people who put Jesus first, put God first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of that things shall be added unto you. Put God first. America is a prosperous nation today. The United States of America is a prosperous nation today because it is founded on biblical principles. The United States is founded on God's principles, on God. Everything is about the Bible, it's about God, it's about Jesus, it's about the Holy Spirit. You know, the first president of the United States, George Washington, he was a born-again Christian. He led a lot of, these are people who fought for the nation with their blood. They fought for the cause of this country, to be liberated from oppression. And we have been having a lot of Christian leaders here, and it has helped a lot. Our prayer is that God should give us those who will lead us in the way of righteousness, the way of God. Righteousness exalts a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. Don't deceive yourself. Blind people cannot lead people. They lead people, they all fall into the pit. God should give us leaders who have the vision. They have the vision of God in their life. People who will show the way, of righteousness. And the people follow. Righteousness involves the nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. Today, I'm going to share with us on the topic, God hates divers. And we find out in Malachi chapter 2, verse 15, God himself said, I hate divorce. Malachi chapter 2, verse 15. God himself said it. Read that scripture yourself. God himself said it, that he hates it. He doesn't like it. But funny enough, look at the whole world today. Everywhere is divorce and separation, which means people are very, very willing to like what God hates. The thing that God hates, people like it. See, what God didn't like, people will go and like it. What God hates, people will go and pick it up. And all these things are there. And no wonder people are having problems. When Jesus was to be crucified, they brought Barabbas, the armed robber, the thief, and then they brought Jesus. This is Jesus, this is Barabbas. Then they asked, who should be released and who should be crucified? They said, free Barabbas, give us Barabbas, free. But this Jesus Christ, who is talking about heaven and righteousness and that, kill him, crucify Jesus. to crucify him. That's what they didn't. They don't want Jesus. They want Barabbas. So today, if you put before the wall Satan and Jesus, some people will still choose Satan. Moses said, I place before you life and death. I place before you blessing and cursing. I place before, there's a church of Satan with headquarters in San Jose, California. It's a church. Church of Satan. They wrote it on the signboard like this. This church, they worship Satan inside. People go there on Sunday and on Sunday morning and they worship Satan. And they have branches now in so many parts of America and even parts of the world now. people are still going there. They say this is the church of Satan. Satan is being worshipped right here in this building. And people still go and worship Satan. You can imagine the world we are living in. Can you imagine? They say they are worshiping Satan in this building, that building here. The people go there. Purpose of going there is that you came there to worship Satan, the devil, the demon. But people still went there and they chose to go and worship Satan inside that building there. In San Jose, California, go there, you see. That tells you the type of world we are living in. The type of world. They leave righteousness and shoot the devil. Huh? Moses said, I place before you blessing and cursing. I place before you life and death. People still choose the other one. The negative, they go and choose it. And they thought, that is good. Oh, may God help us. May God open our eyes. May the Holy Spirit enlighten people. May we know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. Yes, you can't live light and go for darkness. No, you can't leave Jesus Christ and go and pick Satan and carry Satan home. No, that's unfair. You know, it's high time we made the right choice. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. You know, we are preventing Jesus to the whole world. See, yes, somebody is still going after Satan. He still wants Satan. He wants demons. He wants darkness. And the person wants hell. And he wants to go there. I can't stop you. Me will stop you. You have your choice to make. You know? So God hates divorce. God himself said it in Malachi chapter 2, verse 6. He said, me, I hate divorce and separation and all these things. This is Satan. I didn't create a world for divorcees and sisters and single men and single women and broken homes, broken families everywhere. That's not God's will. God's will for mankind is love, is forgiveness, is unity, is single-mindedness, a happy home, a happy family, a happy marriage, a happy nation. Oh, yes, we need to go back to the Bible. There is a radio program they call Back to the Bible. I like that. Back to the Bible. Then there's another radio program, they call it Back to God. Back to the Bible. Another one, Back to God. Let's go back. Go back. Then Andrew Cross sang a song. He said, take me back to where I first believed, where I first received you. You know, go back to the Bible. Go back to the Word of God. Go back to Jesus. Where are you going to? There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. There are so many ways on earth today. There's a way that seems right to you. To you, that way is good, but it is the way of destruction. You know, look at the Hebrews 13, verse 4. The marriage is honorable and bed of the fire. But womongers and adulterers, God will judge. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4, it says marriage itself is honorable, is beautiful, is blessing. God instituted it back in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. And death on the side. Then he now says, but warmongers, adulterers, and fornicators, God rejoices. See, this is very dangerous. So, God will punish, God will judge warmongers and adulterers. When I read this scripture, I used to be afraid. Eh? God himself is going to judge warmongers and adulterers and fornicators and thieves and rogues and liars. They shall all have their part in the lake of fire which burned with brimstone. What God has blessed and instituted, you are toiling with it. You are redefining it. Eh? Look at Genesis 18. 2, you read about Sodom and Gomorrah. Two cities called Sodom and Gomorrah. What were they doing? All forms of sexual perversion was their business. Oh, yes. It is homosexualism, it is lesbianism, it is inordinate affection, it is perverse, sexual, unhuman, unnatural use of the human body. That is what the people of Sodom and Gomorrah were doing. And they continue doing it for many years. God is patient too. You say God is not a man. Human beings, they just said, now. No. God, he will be patient. In the days of Noah, it was 120 years of warning. Can you imagine? For 120 years, the people of Noah's day were being warned of impending judgment. And they defied God's word. They say, no, God is not, it's not about Jesus. It's not about God. It's not about Holy Spirit. It's not about Christianity. It's not about righteousness. So they continue. At the end of the 120th year, God's judgment was released. Flood filled the whole earth, and every living thing died except Noah and his family in the ark. That is the God we are talking about. The Bible calls him the righteous God, the righteous judge. Himself is a judge. And when his judgment comes, somebody wrote on a chart, he said, God's case, no appeal. They don't appeal it. When God is the judge, you are not going to take any other appeal because there is no another authority you are going to. People go to Supreme Court, yes. But in God's own, you can't take appeal to anywhere. That's it. So, he's the righteous judge. And so the people of Gomorrah, in Genesis chapter 18, verse 22 to the end, people of Sodom and Gomorrah, they were doing all kinds of evil, atrocity until God revealed his plan to Abraham, his friend, and told him, I'm going to judge this city. Abraham had to intercede and pray until God says, at least Lot and his wife and family were able to escape. But Lot could not go far. He loved the world. He was thinking about our beautiful trinkets, beautiful gold and wealth and riches in Sodom and Gomorrah. Then she turned back against what the angel had said. The angel said, as you have fled this city, don't you turn back 1 second. Just flee out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Just go. See, you got to obey God's commandments. No, you got to obey God's rules and order. Then the Bible says that Lot looked back. Some Christians are still looking back. They are still looking at Egypt. They are still looking at the world. Seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of that things shall be added unto you. You love the world. You love the world. on the things of this world you love. You love the world on the things of this world you love. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God in your life? The Lord commanded that we should love one another in this world. The Lord commanded that we should love one another in this world. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God in your life? Where is the love of God today? You love the world and the things of the world, and because of faith, you are doing all kind of things. And then you are turning back to Egypt. You are turning back to Sodom and Gomorrah. You are turning back to the world. I will never again go back to the world. Never go back to the world. Never go back to the world anymore. Those were the songs we sang in the early 70s when we became Christians. You know, that was the type of Christianity that kept me going. Jesus, help me never go back to the world, never go back to the world, never go back to the world. And model where the songs were brought up with, you know. Jesus, make me never go back to the world, never go back to the world. That's a prayer every Christian should pray. God, help me not to think back of the world again. Help me not to backslide, to fall away. To go back to Egypt, help me not to look again at Sodom and Gomorrah and their way of life. I don't want to copy them. I don't want to be like them. I should be running away from Sodom and Gomorrah. But Lot turned and was admiring Sodom and Gomorrah once again. And judgment fell on her. Hey, this God, eh? we should be afraid of God, dude. You play with God? Hey, the Bible calls it a consuming fire. People don't think about this aspect of God. All they are thinking about is that God is love, God is good, God is blessing, God is providing, God is a healer, God is a redeemer, God is a deliverer. Yes, yes, of course. Of course, that's who he is. Then the scripture says that he is a consuming fire. This same God is a consuming fire. And read through the Bible. When he consumes the enemies of righteousness, those who make mockery of the things of God, the fire of God didn't spare them one second. Ananias and Sapphira, they only told a lie in the church. Look at Acts of Apostles. Acts of Apostles, chapter 5 and 6 and 7. Ananias and Sapphira, husband and wife, they came into the church and they told a lie to Peter. Peter is not going to ask you anything. Peter didn't trouble you. Apostle Peter is just sitting there doing his work of God. Then they carried lie. They came to tell Peter. Say, Peter, we don't have now this small one that we have, Peter. Lying spirit. All liars shall go to hellfire. That's what the scripture says. Yes, Revelation 21 verse 8 says all liars, all fornicators, all adulterers, all womongers, all of them, they are going into the lake of fire that is burning with brimstone and the worm dieth not. That's where they're going to be for millions of years. You carry lies. You come and tell servants of God. You want to lie. Why not lie to somebody else? You go to preachers and pastors, go to men of God, go to servants of God, go and lie. Lie against them. And lie and tell lies. and you are going free. No, no, they are not going free. Bible says the Holy Spirit knew them. They died right there. They were carried away. Who are you kidding with? It's a consuming fire. That's what the Bible calls it. The God himself is a consuming fire. You don't toy with God. No. You reverence God. You fall down before him and adore him. Who are you to stand in the face of God and talk rubbish? And the Spirit of God knew them and they died and they were carried away. May you not be like that. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will not be like that. You will not come and lie to pastor, lie to preacher, lie to servants of God. Lie and lie about people and tell lies every year. Then the scripture says, Revelation 21 verse 8, say, all liars, all thieves and warmonger, the fearful, the abominable, those who do abominable things, like Sodom and Gomorrah, they do abominable things. Revelation 21 verse 8, read it. Revelation 21 verse 8, all of them, they are going straight into the lake of fire. With bonnet, with brimstone, are they going to be there for millions and billions of years? Nobody is going to. They said they broke one prison yard and some people ran away. Yes, of course, the things like that happen. But this hellfire, nobody is running away. Running away to where? Somebody said he's going to sneak into heaven. He's going to dodge. You know, find a way to sneak into heaven and go in there. He didn't care. Said, let me live my life. Let me do what I like. I just want to do what I like and go. But I will sneak into heaven, though. I say, you are lying. Because when you get to heaven's gate, there will be only one question. Is your name written in the book of life? Then the scripture says, whose name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire, which burned with brimstone. Clearly, you see, the gospel that is being preached today is diluted gospel. People are not saying the whole truth. You are pandering people. They are pampering, babysitting people. And right in front of you, they are marching down to hellfire, and you are not saying anything about it. All you are talking about is bring money, donate, give. Oh, yes, they will donate, they will give. You will build all your beautiful houses, and buy all your airplanes, and do everything. But when the people are not going into the kingdom of God, they are not going to heaven. So all these things are just wasted. Why don't you say the truth and let the truth set the captives free? Who told you? But Paul says, can we continue in sin so that grace will abound? Then the answer is no. That's the apostle Paul. Can we continue in sin so that grace will abound? The answer is just no. You can't continue in sin so that grace will abound. The scripture will say that grace is a certificate for people to live recklessly and do whatever they want to do. That's not true. So the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, they redefine marriage. And that's what's happening today. This marriage that God is saying, man and woman, and one man, one woman, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, they redefine marriage the way they want it. They define it in another way. Marriage is not as God wants it. It is like this. So the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, they were doing everything they wanted to do. And God told Lot and his family, get out of that place. Get out of that place. And God rained fire from heaven. And the whole of those two cities disappear from the surface of the earth. No more. They are gone. You can't ask God. Who are you to ask God? The word of a king Who may say, what doeth thou? The King of Kings has spoken. Who will say, what doeth thou? Can you ask God, what doeth thou? Who are you? Ha! When Lucifer, the archangel of God in heaven, beautiful angel, archangel Lucifer, he was leading the praise and worship in heaven. And everything was okay. And Lucifer, you know, began to covet God's position. And this is the problem today, covetousness. Coveting neighbor's vineyard. Lucifer, beautiful archangel, Ezekiel 14 and Isaiah, you see all this about Lucifer. Satan was not Satan originally. He was an archangel of God who led the praise and worship in heaven. You have Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Michael, and then Archangel Lucifer. Three archangels God created to serve him. Lucifer decided to rebel against authority. Rebellion is witchcraft. You don't do that. You don't rebel against God's authority. When you rebel against God's authority, it is judgment for you. So Lucifer decided to rebel. He coveted God's throne. Coveted God's throne. I want to be the Almighty himself. I want him to get out of the way. Let me go in there. And he started rebellion. He converted 1/3 of the angelic host in heaven. Converted them to himself. Can you see how powerful rebellion can be? And that was because God gave him the privilege to be an archangel, to lead praise and worship. And he decided to rebel against authority. And the answer was, Angel Michael, you are the war angel. Send Lucifer packing. And then the book of Revelation, chapter 12, said there was war in heaven. Oh, yes. That is where war started. You thought war started at Afghan or Second World War. First of all, you thought that's where it started. Book of Revelation, chapter 12, said, and there was war inside heaven. Up there, and Angel Michael, the war angel of God, was authorized to send Lucifer and his host party. So they were sent out of heaven. Look at the book of Ezekiel. You see all these details there. They were sent party, and they came to this earth. They are the Satan and the demons. And the evil spirits and the power of darkness are sending with his prayers today. But thank God Jesus gave us victory. Jesus gave us victory over them. Oh, yes. And all these things are going on. So we talk about redefining marriage. America is also guilty of that. United States, they have redefined marriage. Because you can see it everywhere. Record shows that the United States is number one divorce nation. When it comes to divorce and remarriage, the United States is number one. The United States have earned a very bad name for being number one divorce nation. In the whole world, there are more than 280 countries in the world. Of all these countries in the world, the United States is number one when it comes to divorce. And it's not a blessing. No. It's even business, yes. And that's why many of them are going into it. Marry this one, divorce. Marry that one, divorce. Marry this one, divorce. Marry that one, divorce. And marry this one, divorce. Marry this, divorce. They marry this one. And in the Bible, there was something like that too in John chapter 4. Jesus met the woman at the well of Samaria. And this woman has married 4 times. And she has divorced 4 times. And even the one she's married now, she was going to run out of, she was still going to divorce again. Then Jesus caught her red-handed. Jesus said, look, you have one problem. The problem is you haven't really married God. You are just looking for help where there is no help. You are looking for love where there is no love. You are looking for things that don't exist anywhere. The truth is this. You got to have God first in your life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. As long as you are so conscious of going around marrying A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, F, you don't have peace. And you are drunk, a prostitute, you are a harlot. There's nothing good about you. You got to repent or you perish. And that woman had to repent. She repented. Oh, yes. Look at the book of John. John chapter 4, where Jesus spoke to the woman at the well of Samaria. Say, you need to come out of this. This is prostitution. This is harlotism. This is you are just representing Jezebel, the spirit of Jezebel. You know, rebellion spirit. People who can't be ruled by anybody. First Kings chapter 21 verse 5-16. First Kings chapter 21 verse 5-16 talks about the Jezebel spirit, Jezebel. And that's what many of them are today. Spirit of Jezebel entered them. Rebellion. The woman who worshiped Baal. Idolatry. Idolatrous woman. She worshiped other things. Definitely not God Almighty. No. They worship wealth, they worship riches and gold and silver. Own houses, their own buildings, their own cars, their own vehicles, they worship all those things. Those are the Baal, prophet of Baal, and she had 454 prophets working for her. Can you imagine? That's not what they are doing now today. And she didn't stop there. She diverted King Ahab from serving the Almighty God and made sure Ahab go and worship her idol. See? This is the problem today. They are idolaters. They are adulterers. They are fornicators all over the place. And all they are doing is redefining marriage to steal their own gain. I was preaching this message somewhere. Somebody called me and said, don't you know that divorce is a business? It's a business. I think I explained it because I don't understand that aspect. The person told me that divorce and remarriage is a big business. He said, I should not go to California. I shouldn't go to California at all because it's even worse. In California, people will marry and wed by 10 a.m. in the morning. Before 6 p.m. of the same day, they have divorced. They are doing it all over the world, see? But if I told me, say, you better not go to California because what you will see there will surprise you. I don't know what they're doing at California. In California, people will marry, they wed, they spend money, and they are doing it everywhere too. They marry by 10 a.m. Then before 6 p.m., they have already divorced. That's what they are doing. Big business. They have found business. Eh? And then some of them will have children everywhere. They born for Mr. A, born for Mr. B, born Mr. C, and D, and Y, so that they can go and collect child support. So every month, because the law, you have to support the children. So they go to this man, collect money for child support. They go to this man, collect money for child support, and they are going everywhere collecting child support. You see, that is not how God wants you to live. You have to make yourself a prostitute, a harlot. You know, Jezebel. That is the spirit of Jezebel. 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 5-3. And then that same spirit was mentioned in the book of Revelation. Amen. He gave it back. He played the harlot. You know, committed fornication with the kings of the earth and the rulers. And he had a way of doing it. And that is what is happening today. You know, they have redefined marriage to be divorce and remarry and marry and divorce and remarry, marry and divorce. All because of money, because of wealth and riches. They want to collect money from men. And that is why that's not their business. It's the business of the day to collect money from men. And their houses are now brutal. Their homes are brutal. Their hotels for men to come and lodge, spend the weekend and give them money. And then they go home. Another man comes tomorrow, sleeps again there, pay her money, and then that one goes. Next tomorrow, another man will still come again. So the whole place is prostitution. That's why they can't marry anybody. They don't really want to marry anybody. They can't marry. How can you be J.B. Bear? You know, Lot's wife, she loved Sodom and Gomorrah more than the kingdom of God. See, the God make you to repent of that evil and turn away from your wicked way so that God can forgive you and have mercy upon you. He that covereth his sin cannot prosper. But if you confess your sin and forsake your evil way, God will have mercy upon you, will heal you, and bless your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Heaven is made for a prepared people. A prepared people. It's not, and hell is made for those who really want to be there. Oh, yes. For we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, to show forth mercies and grace. For he has called us out of darkness, into his marvelous light, into his marvelous light. For we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, to show forth blessings and praise. He has called us out of darkness, into his marvelous light, into his marvelous light. For you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, to show forth mercies and grace. For he has called you out of darkness, into his marvelous light, into his marvelous light. Oh, let us shout hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, let us sing hallelujah. Out of darkness, into his marvelous light. For we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. He has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Men love darkness instead of light. So some people still like darkness and not light. But God said, I've called you out of darkness into the light of Jesus. But yet, people still want the darkness and not light. Okay, go into darkness and let's see what's there for you. You meet Satan there and his demons. Eh? You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, you know, a separated people. Taking you somewhere, you say you don't want that, okay, then go to darkness. So Lot was thinking about the life of Sodom and Gomorrah. He was thinking about it. And the Egyptians, the Israelites, when they left Egypt, Egypt didn't leave them immediately. They were still thinking about the life of Egypt. Somebody sang a song. Do you want to go back to Egypt? Want to go back to Egypt and live under slavery and torture? You know, so it is high time you make a decision to follow Jesus Christ with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your spirit, with all your mind. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your spirit. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. And people are deceiving themselves. God is not mocked. God is not deceived. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he reap. If you sow evil, you will reap evil. If you sow good, you will reap good. And what shall it profit you? You shall gain the whole world and suffer the ruin of yourself. I told you the story of Lazarus and the rich man. The rich man was very flamboyant here on earth with all his women and harlots and prostitutes, and they were enjoying themselves. The Lazarus, he believed in God, though he wasn't rich, but he had faith in God, and he was just living his simple life. And then the scripture says that the rich man died, and then Lazarus also died. And the scripture says the rich man went to hell fire because he rejected Jesus. He rejected God. He didn't want to know anything. Being born again, being saved, no, these things are not. And then the scripture says Lazarus died and went straight to heaven. The angels came to pick him and took him into the bosom of Abraham. Not because he was poor, but he loved, you know, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your spirit. You shall love God. You can't serve God and mammon. If you love God, keep his commandments. And in heaven, the poor man was rejoicing and worshiping God and praising God and loving his God. Then the rich man in hell lifted up his eyes and saw Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham. And then he beckoned. He said, Lazarus, you know, you are my friend when we're in the world. I need a glass of water. No, a drop of water. Put your finger into the water and give me just a drop. How hot hell is. For such a man to be asking for a drop of water, what will a drop of water do for you? This water here, this bottle of water right here, this one will soon finish. Eh? Then somebody said, Lazarus, put your finger into the water and take just a drop and drop it into my mouth. I will be all right. That tells you the situation you were in. Just a drop of water. But there's no drop of water for him. It is too late to cry when the hair has been cut off. So Lazarus said, it's too far. I can't even come and drop water for you over there. Above all, there is a gulf between heaven and hell. I can't even cross from heaven to hell fire to come and meet you over there. I can't cross and come and meet you. No, there's nothing like that. So the rich man said, okay, Lazarus, can you tell the prophets to go back to planet Earth? Tell the prophets to go back to planet Earth and preach the gospel to my people so that they don't come over here. Why are you sending message? You think Lazarus was still who he was? He's now, you know, in a glorified life. God has honored him. God will honor whom he will honor. And those who despise him, he will despise. Then God said, I will bless those whom I will bless. I will honor those who honor me. You know, I will love those who love me. Oh, yes. You are sending Lazarus' message. Lazarus can't even do any of these things. But if they tell the prophet to go back to planet Earth and go and preach there so that they will repent and come to heaven, not where I am there in hell. It's too late to cry when the head has been chopped off. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your life. You got to make a decision for the Lord Jesus Christ to make heaven your home. And this world, you are here for just a little time. If you live here on earth for, I've seen people who live here on earth for 150 years. I've seen somebody who lived for 150 years in this age. I've seen people, somebody who lived for 150, 170 before they died. But that's okay. But let me tell you this. It is appointed unto men once to die after that judgment. That's the scripture. It is appointed unto you, you must die one day. Definitely. And let me tell you, you are not living this earth with a pin. It's not going to happen. With all those millions in the bank accounts and all those airplanes and all those beautiful houses and those cars and luxurious buildings and luxurious cars and all those things, you are not going with one pin. Naked you came, and naked shall you go. So why will you be so worldly minded as to forget God, the Almighty God? And you start fighting for things that you anything. Once you die now, that's it. You are going to face judgment. And then the scripture says, Jesus said, each of us shall stand before God and give account of our lives to God. You give account. Then call an accountant to tell you how to give account. If you fail, you are in trouble. Everyone shall render account of his life. What are you going to tell God when you leave this earth? It is what you did for the kingdom of God that is going to matter. No one is going to ask you at the gates of heaven, where is your bank account? Where is your, how many houses do you own? How many buildings do you have? How many cars do you own? How many airplanes did you buy? There's nothing like that. Question is your name written in the book of life? Then Jesus said, he would tell some of them, get out of my sight, you wicked generation. I know you not. Even though you perform miracles and everything, I know you not. Workers of iniquity, evil doers, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. And they will be thrown away into the lake that burneth with brimstone. And then for those who live a holy life, a righteous life, who please God, born again, through the Holy Spirit, and live for Jesus. Jesus is saying, welcome, thou faithful servant. Here is your home. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. There are mansions up in heaven waiting for us. And that's where we should be looking unto. And not this world. This world and its elements shall pass away with poverty. And you are struggling. You know, you want to own the world and possess the earth. That's not it. And look at the scripture. When Jesus meets people, you know what he does? Jesus does not ask them, how many churches are you attending? No. Jesus does not ask them, which church do you go? No. A practical example is the woman at the well of Samaria. Jesus probed into her life. In all these your fornication and adulterous life, except you are just living a prostitution life. And the woman repented to Samaria and called all the people to come out. That's what it should be. When Jesus meets people, is he asking them which churches are you going to? Everybody is already going to church. That's not easy. And when he met Nicodemus, he didn't ask Nicodemus, which church are you going? No. Look at it, John chapter 3. When Jesus meets people in the Bible, even the centurion, when the centurion came before Jesus, The conversation showed that that man knew God. They that know their God shall do their exploits. Jesus was happy when the centurion said, "Master, only speak thy word, and my servant shall be healed." Jesus, yes, this is a child. He said, "He knew God." Eh? Nicodemus, have you been born again? Nicodemus, with all his religiosity and everything and all the churches he has built all over the world, Nicodemus said, "He didn't know about being born again." And then Jesus made a very strict statement. "Except you are born again of water and of the Spirit of God, you are not entering into the kingdom of God. I don't care how many churches you attended. I don't care how many times you go to church per day. I don't care whether you are founder or bishop, apostle or prophet or evangelist or reverend or this or that. I don't care whether you are head of state or governor or commissioner, any prime minister. I don't care. Except you are born again of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God." That's what Jesus was doing. He never asked, "Who cares about? Don't tell me about church." That's what it means. Because everybody is already a member of the church somewhere. Either you are Catholic or Anglican or Baptist or Assemblies or this. People are already in church. That's not the question. The question is, have you been born again? Except a man be born again of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So stop discussing another thing. Have you been born again? It's a very important issue. And the Bible says that Nicodemus took to the words of Jesus Christ. And he bowed his head and prayed the sinner's prayer. He repented and he got born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. He became a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. He might be said to me, follow Jesus Christ even to the cross. That showed you how faithful he became. Lazarus, the centurion, and several of his disciples, and many, all the people he was speaking to, they followed him even to the cross. May that be your story. You follow Jesus to the cross. You will not follow Jesus and stop halfway. Apostle Paul said, "Follow me as I'm following Christ." Apostle Paul, he was bold enough to say, "I'm following Jesus Christ. Now you follow me. Let's go over there." Oh, yes. They followed Jesus up to the cross. Nicodemus, that showed you that he really was converted in that communication. And that's what it should be. That's what it should be. He was converted in John chapter 3 when Jesus confronted him with that question. Have you been born again? Today, that question is still there. Have you been born again? If any man be in Christ, any woman be in Christ, a new creature, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Yes, that stony heart needs to be broken today. And a heart of flesh that we obey the Spirit of God, that we walk with God, a heart that we seek God, be placed in your life today. Wherever you are in any part of the world listening to this sermon, I want you to know that God has spoken and we need to listen. This is the voice of the Almighty God. Get right with God. Freedom of your life. Confess your sins. Repent. Confess and turn away from your wicked way so that God will heal the land. God wants to heal you, heal the land, heal the nation, heal everything. But have you been converted? Have you turned away from your wicked way and made your way right with God? The opportunity for you to know the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth of the life, no one coming to the Father. For you, wherever you are in any part of the world, enjoying this broadcast, I want you to just bow your head and confess your sins and ask Jesus to have mercy upon you. Let it come into your heart. Let it dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Let it come into your heart today and live in you and dwell in you so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss? So, Jesus loves you. We love you too. We pray that you will be a doer of this word and not just a hearer alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen and amen. And I want to pray for us, many that are oppressed, many that are sick, many that have issues. I pray for you wherever you are in any part of the world. God send his word into your spirit, soul, and body to give you divine healing, divine health. Receive the word of God. Receive your healing right now. Be made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Please forward this message to as many people you know all over the world. Email it to them. Share it. And just let the word go forth. Just test it out and email it and send it all over the world. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Jesus loves you. Felicia and I will say, God bless all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God loves you, and I love you, and that is the way it should be. God loves you and I love you and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you. And that's the way it should be. God loves you and I.